holding by the end here of this man. I realize I need you guys. I feel like today I'm also getting need chizuk. The Ezras Hashem, we have to make hachanas. We're all going. We're all heading out, and we need to. While we're in yeshiva, we need to prepare for the day ahead of us. But right now, we need to prepare for Bein HaZmanim. We need to prepare for all the different nisyonos that come our way. There's an idea of being a tamid, a person who's always on fire. Who's always on fire. It's not an easy thing. But we know that it says, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that whenever a person is having a nisayon, sometimes bad thoughts, sometimes other challenges, there's a pasuk that they should say. It's brought in early Sfarim. Esh tamid tukar al mizbeach lo techbe. The fire on the mizbeach continues to go constantly and will not be extinguished. And if you say this pasuk, the early Sfarim say, it gives you extra koyach. I remember when I was your age, I tried it. Now I maybe have to get back into it. At that time, I was doing it more. When you're a bachur, you get pumped. But what's this idea? You know, it's a beautiful skula, but there's a very deep message over here. And the message is that that the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, we know it had an ish tamid. In fact, it's a question how many fires were going at the same time. But there was one fire that always went. It was always going on. It was an Esh Tamid. And the message is clear that in Oved Hashem, the Mizbeach is the place of service of Hashem, it never stops. Sometimes it has challenges. Sometimes it's difficult. But it continues. It goes. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Chaf, that the definition of the Beis HaMikdash, the definition of the Beis HaMikdash, Mitzvah Esrim, who should sivanu livnos Beis Avoda, we understand that, a place for karbanos, bo ye'ah krava, a place for sacrifices, v'havaris esh tamid, a place that the fire goes always. Wow, this is a Rambam. The definition of the Beis HaMikdash is a place where the fire always goes. And this is us. We are little Beis HaMikdashes, as we know, Vasuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besocham. Each one of us is a Beis HaMikdash, and we're capable of, and we are always going with a fire. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we have to activate it more. But there's a haftacha that fire does not go out. That fire does not go out. In fact, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim, in Avos, he says there was one of the ten nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was that in the Azara, which was a place without a roof, where the Mizbeach was situated, even the rain would never be able to put out the fire, the ongoing fire on the Mizbeach. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that there's a deep message over here. He says that a lot of times we have challenges. We have challenges, he said, of Parnassa. He says that rain is an issue of Parnassa. You know, we find the Gemara in Tainus tells us that rain is Parnassa. It says sometimes there are challenges of Parnassa that try to get us to stop being on fire. And he says there's a haftacha, the ish doesn't go out. If I could give a modern day addition to Rav Chaim Volozhiner just going in his footsteps. But mayim, water is, in the Shari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital, water is taivus. Water is all of the various nisyonos that are trying to put out the fire that we have. And sometimes we have to be exposed to the elements. There are parts of our life where we can't have a roof over our heads. There are times where the mizbeach, it's sitting there and it's exposed to the elements. And there's a haftacha from the Rabbonu Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shomer us. He'll be shomer that ish, that fire. That fire can continue. But there's a catch. And the catch is that the halacha is, and this is brought in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, we're having a good time. It's more casual today. Rambams, I can, you know, this is how I live. You know, this is where I get my kicks, Rambams. The Rambam in Mitzvah Chavtes says that how do you do the mitzvah of keeping the Eish going? He's bothered. The Esh comes from Shamayim, the Sefer HaChinuch Esed. The answer is you have to fuel the fire. It's your job to put in logs in the morning, logs in the afternoon. You have to fuel the fire. If a person's not doing his part, so then that Haftacha is one that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, hey, it's a, you have to do your part, I have to do my part, but you have to put fuel into the into our fire. So that's let's discuss how we can keep the Esh, the fire of the Zman, of all the things that were going on, alive and well, that it shouldn't extinguish. There's something that people say, and we're going to not disagree with it, but say it doesn't apply. There's a difference. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita says that the definition of a bacher is how he spends his bein hazmanim. And this is something that's often quoted, because after all, during the zman, you're in a regimented schedule, you have people over you, you have all sorts of this and that that keep you in, and then we see who you really are in bein hazmanim. And there's a lot of svara to that. The Orachayim HaKadosh tells us that the nisayon of the man, Klal Yisrael got food the whole time in the Midbar. It says in Bishalach, it was a test for them. What was the test? Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, it was a test of free time. Once you don't have to worry about Parnasa, once you're free, so then we can see who you are. And there's, for sure, doesn't need my haskama, truth to that idea. When you leave someone to be free, you get to see who they are. However, in our situation in Yeshiva Sadar Satira, we have to have discussions that are relevant to what we are going through. And I think it's the exact opposite for us. A lot of times, people are forced, for various reasons, dafka out of the Zman, when they're in Bein Hazmanim, to act the most not like themselves. They come into Bein Hazmanim, and they're put into difficult situations which bring out all the things that are not them. Because it's a tough world out there. In here, they can be themselves. In here, things are working out, and you can see the real you. But without the roof over their heads and the rain pouring in to the fire from all directions, so then that fire itself is not able to express itself the way it's supposed to. And I think that's a very important nekuda, is that a person should understand that Bein Hazmanim is a challenge just to stay above. Just to stay above. There's enormous, enormous nisyonos in the world. And we try as much as we can in yeshiva to keep the world sane. To keep things sane. And outside, a person gets thrown off. So let's go over a couple of etzas of what we can do to make Bein Hazmanim a time that could bring out more of what we really are. Try to bring back that proper environment that will keep us the way we're supposed to be. Firstly, friends. Okay? There's a sugya of friends. The Gemara in Tzmura on Daf Tef Zayin says that Atniel ben Kenaz had a fascinating, heartfelt tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom of all the things that he would like in life to be successful. And he says the following thing: Im barach tivarcheini, if you bless me, batayra, give me tayra. Viherbasius gvuli, expand my borders. Bitalmidim, I should have talmidim. Vaisa yadcha imadi, you should be with me. Shelo yishtakech talmudi, I shouldn't forget my tayra. Vaasa mirasi, sheyizdamnu li reim kamosi, you should give me friends like me. So I understand all these tefillahs. These are very exciting things. Never to forget your learning, right? Totally best talmidim, spreading your Torah all over the world. If I was Atniel ben Kenaz, I would shoot for the gold with friends. Friends that are like, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, and let's go even further. Once, you know, it's Atniel ben Kenaz, you know, on the highest, highest madrigal you can imagine. Why do you say the Lashon, friends that are like me? So you'll say, what? What are you talking about? Of course, he's on a very big madrega. That's true. He is on a big madrega. Mask him. But you don't think that he could have friends that would be machayev him to more than what he is? He daven for friends that are like him. And I think this is a very profound idea in what real friends are and certain problematic things that can come up in Bein Hazmanim. A real friend is somebody who is on your playing field. He's somebody who you have the same aspirations. Sometimes you have the same challenges, sometimes different challenges, but you have a very similar life, and there's shared experience that when you're with him, the things that you value, the things that excite you, they also excite him. He doesn't have to be a Rebbe. He doesn't have to be your Yetzer HaTov always telling you what to do, even though Rabbeinu Yonah says that is a useful element of friendship. But if he's like you, together you create a beautiful relationship where we're together in this. There's something going on here. We have a common goal. A lot of times when people come home, they make the following mistake. They say, well, I'm looking for friends who are like me, so I still go to this place, I still go to that place, I still am willing to do this and that, and the people that I haven't seen in 6 months, they're also willing to do those things. So Mamela, they're just like me, right? They're kamosi diggers, right? Those are the people who have all your shortcomings. But what the pshat is, if you hang out with those people are not like you at all. They have no shaychus to you bichlal. Those are all the things that are your deficiencies. A person has to find the chaverim in Bein Hazmanim and Bidafka that are ones who really want to keep the esh of the Mizbeach going, who have a goal that they should come back with something. If it's in yeshiva, friends who are similar in yeshiva, they just finished Baba Metzia, or they're just starting Makkos. It makes it much easier to create an atmosphere of yeshiva when you have these common goals. There's something called a chaver ra, a bad friend. And we daven twice in Birchas HaShachar about this. In Agomel Chasadim Tovim, we say, keep us away from that bad friend, the chaver ra. And also right afterwards, we say a separate Yehi Ratzon, Shetatzileni Mechaver ra, Me'odim ra, from a bad guy and a bad friend. What's a bad friend? The definition of ra, Kach Kibalti, we've mentioned this many times. Ra means something that's broken, like a sulam re'ua, a ladder that's falling apart, that's collapsing, is called re'ua. A bad friend is somebody who brings out all of the things that are destructive in your behavior. He's the person that when you call to go out with, no sooner than you're in the car, already there's trouble. He's already deciding what should be on the radio, and you're, okay, I guess I'm okay with this, I guess I'm okay with that, I guess I'm okay with this. And it's fast. The chaver ra, that bad friend, can achieve so much that by the time you're on the highway, you already feel like you've lost all of your zman. Not that you have chas v'shalom, but there's a feeling like, what happened over here? Because you're attaching yourself to something that's totally a stira to what you've been working on. A person has to watch out for chaverim. The Mesilas Yesharim says, in Perchav Gimel at the end, this most people don't get this far. Perchav Gimel, this is very far. This is in Anava. You're very close to Ruach HaKodesh at this point in the Sefer. But he says something that we could all relate to. He says, Misha Einav Bereshai, an intelligent person, who's a thinking person. Yoiser Yizahir V'yayim B'maisim Misharotzu Liknosu Lo Chaver. He will analyze with more seriousness, take it more seriously, who is going to be his friend or a yoetz or his advisor? Mimashi yizar v'yayim b'machol mishtav, more than his diet. Ki amaychol v'amishta, food and drink yuchal lahazik legufo bilvad, are only dangerous for his system, his physical well being. V'achaverim o apakidim yuchlu lahashkis nafsho ma'odo, but bad friends and bad advisors can destroy everything. V'ein tov la'adam. People who will give you a hard time, those are real friends. Again, not people who are above your madrega, but people who are with you. They say, hey, wait a second, didn't you make a Kabbalah about that during this month? Why are you listening to that now? Oh, sorry. That not rebbes, but just people who will maintain your, whoa, you stop smoking. What happened? It's so boring in Beit Hazman, though. Nobody who is not a chaver kamosa is going to even know that you quit smoking. There's so many people, Baruch Hashem, who have quit smoking. And what happens in Beit Hazmanim? They have stressful days, and nobody's there who knows. Rav Dessler, Zatzal, when he quit smoking, he told everyone in the yeshiva that he quit smoking. Why? In order to embarrass himself, that if he would ever start again, people would point. If you have a chaver kamosa, if you have a friend from yeshiva that you're setting up a chavrusa with or keeping in touch with, it creates a certain feeling of the environment that's outside of the craziness. You have yeshiva with you. Another issue of environment, and this is a very deep issue brought by the Maharal in the Nesiva Shtika. The Maharal discusses what makes a person. His eyes? You might say his eyes, right? We're always talking about Shmiras Einayim. Well, we're going to surprise the Olam. We're done with Shmiras Einayim. We're not going to talk about Shmiras Einayim. We've talked about that in Shavuvim. He does not say the eyes are the defining part of a person. He just says the definition of a person are his ears, are what he hears. And if you think about this, it's true. He says that that's why in every Mishnah that you need a bar das, somebody who has enough sanity to be mechayivim and mitzvos, who's out of the list? A cheresh, somebody who can't hear, someone who was born without the ability to hear, has no way of understanding the world properly, no way of entering into his head. It all comes through these holes, says the Maharal. That's why they're holes. The eyes don't have holes. The ears are like a base kibbel. They're a cup where you can create a reality for such a person. And the Maharal says that everything is defined by what the ears have, what the ears hear. And he brings the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that a person should not let his ears hear Dvarim B'Telem. Dvarim B'Telem, which basically means Narishkeit. He says, why? Because the ears, when the fire gets hot, what are the things that get burnt the quickest? Because the ears are not, you know, they're just a little bit of skin and cartilage. So the things that get burnt off first are the ears. So the Maharal says this Gemara needs a big hesber. What does this mean? You know, because the ears are made of cartilage, so therefore you have to be careful with your ears. So he says the following amazing yesod, and anybody who understands how they operate will understand this to be true. That the way the ears work is whatever goes into the ears creates the atmosphere for the person. He says, at the beginning of life, that's how a kid actually becomes able to talk and understand the world. This is a ball, this is a horse, that's my bottle. Everything comes in through the ears. And he says, at every moment of your life, you're starting again. Your ears are allowing you to start again. And he says, they're extremely fragile. They're extremely fragile because they are what are koveya, your whole metzias. A lot of times you'll go, a guy will be in Pathmark, you know, or a woman, whatever it is, they're in Pathmark. And then later in the day, you hear them singing a 70s song. I know I love you. Like, what happened? You're, you know, a Beis Yaakov girl, what's going on? Pshat is, the reality of the day is created by whatever goes into your ears. And a big tachbula, a big way of protecting yourself in Bein Hazmanim is, you know, guys have these Beats, you know, these big earphones. First of all, even if a person during the Zman is not so careful with the music that he listens to, Dafka and Bein Hazmanim, a person should create a... I went in on a trip to the hospital. We went to Tel HaShomer, and I got a good education on the new Jewish music. I'm a little bit speechless about it. It's like it's hard to describe. It's not like exactly what I'm used to. It's you know, there's like this song, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. The guy, if everyone would be as excited about Hashem as this man, whoever's screaming this thing, Mashiach would be here. I mean, he's pushing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It was a little overwhelming for me. And then there was this song, Tata Helfenschein. It was unbelievable. You know, the way people... It's beyond my comprehension. So I'm not talking about this type of music. Maybe for you guys it will work. For me, it was sending me to places that I didn't want to be. But the music itself, proper music creates a certain hergesh. People are in cars. There's so much kilkel in Bein Hazmanim from cars. Just because you're with a chaver ra in the car doesn't mean you can't have the courage to tell him to switch things around for you. There's so much destruction in one song. We all know how it works. Songs come into a person, they skip the seichel, they go right into the lave, and they start sending you into all sorts of places. And in addition to that, it's very hard to learn in Bein Hazmanim. So if you have a chavrusa, that's one thing. But you can't have a chavrusa the whole day. There's a big bracha that we have today, that you just put these earphones on, and you just press play, and you just sit there, and it just goes in. You can even go if you want to take a walk, if you want to go on your bike, you want to do whatever you want. But Torah comes into you. It creates a wonderful atmosphere. In the earlier generations, they had to be maharher bedivrei Torah. Every day when I go to yeshiva, I'm able to learn Mishnayos. Why? My head's unfortunately not capable of chazering Mishnayos. It's no problem. I start. It could be anywhere. I could learn Tyrus. I could learn Kachim. I could learn Zrayim. You just press play, and you just start walking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for a reason today, because we need extra tools. When you're in that zone, if it's something that interests you also, if it's entertaining, hinei ma tovu manayim, whatever works, it changes your atmosphere. For that time, you're in a different place. It creates a wonderful metzias. Especially in airports, if you have music that gets you emotionally attached, it's a wonderful tachbula for shmiras einayim. It's very, very hard in the airports. Sometimes it's even worse on the planes. It depends what time of year. It depends whether the summer programs are going. There's all sorts of different variables. But a person needs to have some sort of emotional attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to be connected. Watching your ears. This is the first time we've talked about this, but it's such an important sugya. Being shomer yoroznayim. Says the Gemara that someone who's surrounded by the narishkeit, all these things, your head becomes narishkeit very, very quickly to create that atmosphere. Next nakuda is the shul, the Beis Knesses. The Gemara says that there was an old man who lived in Bavel, and they asked, how could it be that an old man lived in Bavel? It says that that only in Eretz Yisrael, like we say in Shema, right? L'man yirichun yimecha. Al ha'adama asher nishbati. Right? On the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that's where old people, you get to have old age. So Gemara says, no, he went early to the Beis Medrash and late at night he left. He was there early and he was there at night. So all the Mefarshim explain. All of them, one after another, the Kli Yakar, the Marsha, others. What's the answer of the Gemara? The Gemara says you need to be in Eretz Yisrael to have Arichas Yamim. The answer is the shul, the Beis Knesses, is a form of living in that bubble, is living in Eretz Yisrael. That's the answer. A person who starts his day by davening, preferably at a minyan, that's usually the same. Okay, it's not the end of the world if it's not the same, but it's a tremendous way of starting the day, knowing exactly what minyan you're going to, and that your chavrusa should either be before that minyan or after that minyan. Why? Because at least you know that when I get here, I'm going to meet my friend there, and we're going to be able to learn a little bit. It creates a certain environment for the person. Or it could be at Mincha Marav. I know when I get to Mincha Marav, I'm going to meet somebody there. It's a point in the day. Versus when things are just like, yeah, we'll learn, or this. So there's a lot of great things going on in Bein Hazmanim. If it's not put in that environment, then a person loses his time of Eretz Yisrael. But if a person sets up a clear schedule of davening, and somehow is able to place learning connected to that davening, you feel like you're part of things. I happen to love Landau's, and I've met a lot of guys, and I love the free coffee, first of all. It's Gan Eden for me. I like, you know, even if I've had two or three coffees before I get there, my first thing is the mikveh and the coffee. For me, this is the greatest existence, is a mikveh and coffee, you know. All right, everyone gets their kicks from different things. But it's a tremendous aliyah for me to be around so many people davening, and it's happening. It's an oasis. It's a feeling of being somewhat in Eretz Yisrael. And last thing is keeping yourself busy. Keeping yourself busy. Rabbi Yerucham is medayik in the Mishnah. Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Sheigiyah Shneim Mishkachas Avon. It says, fortunate is the person who toils in Torah and the way of the world. Because toiling in both of them causes you to forget sin. And Rav Yerucham is Medayik, it does not say to be Amel in Torah. It says to be Amel in anything. In anything that's productive, that keeps you occupied. He says a person who's exhausted at the end of the day is as far from Avera as any Kaddosh Kedoshim. Any one of the holiest people you could ever imagine, someone who's just exhausted after going somewhere, after doing something, says he's also rachuk from chait. A person must be occupied in Bein HaZmanim. The biggest priority, more than anything, in Bein HaZmanim, more than anything, is to be occupied. If a person's not occupied, so the rain is going to fall on that fire, and Rachmana Litzan, a person's going to be in trouble. And finally, I just want to conclude with the sensitive point, which no one ever likes. They like to throw tomatoes at me at this point. But I feel very strongly about this. There are two sugyas about watching movies. There's people who have an issue with watching movies. Fine, that's one sugya. We're not talking about that right now. And then there's a separate sugya which is very much connected to my heart, deeply, deeply connected to my heart, and that is watching movies on a plane. Watching movies on a plane. Lidaiti, the two sugyas cannot be compared at all. Everyone has issues, everyone has nisyonos, and it's really none of my business what people do. They want to watch movies in their life, they don't want to watch movies in life. I just want to explain to you, doing things in a public setting and having no sense of shame, having come from a whole zman in Eretz Yisrael, and sitting there, and just because you're bored, being willing to publicly, in front of so many people, do something that's outright against the Ribbono Shel Olam is an unacceptable thing. I know it's a little bit risky to say this, but this is something I'm very passionate about. This is why you came to Eretz Yisrael, this is why we came here, is to grow. When a person is in a public display, he needs to have some self-respect. He needs to have to understand that he's... I can't, on a plane, I sit there, and if somebody has very brisker payas, and they're watching a movie, you can ask my wife. The whole plane, I'm grinding my teeth. First, I walk over to them, and they're like, no bush over there. Then, later in the flight, I see them analyzing the orange juice, like whether it's like super duper badass or only plain badass. I'm telling you, I want to deck the guy. And then, I got a big chizuk, because there were a couple of these guys, and then there was one guy. He was holding, he was like the meshiv of the plane. People were coming with older shilas and kachim to him. He was a young bacher, and it kept me sane during the plane ride. It's very important for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to never do public averis. It's very important. It's not the same. It has no shaychus. A person realizes he's a ben Torah, then there are certain things that have cosmic significance, which is, Borei Olam, I'm on your team. As far as I see it, it doesn't matter to me if someone has payas to the floor and a beard to the floor and 500 gartlach. If he's watching a movie on the plane, he is physically, his ruchnius dik state is non-existent. He's out. He's out of the game. He's totally out of the game. And I remember when I'm on the plane with the certain bachrim, they really tried very hard. They did it. Especially when I was on the plane. But it's important to realize we have a relationship with Hashem. Stop thinking about yourself, whether you're bored or not. Your great-grandparents, if they would go on a ship to Eretz Yisrael, by the time they were done, they had tuberculosis, okay? The worst thing you're doing is just sitting there going, I'm bored. Life is bigger than that. You have to have bigger principles than just being bored. A person should prepare. A person should get a book. Any type of book, a person should get music, whatever the case may be. Bezus Hashem Bekarav, it's the El Al is working on a whole program of shiurim that are going to be on the video capabilities, B'siyata Dishmaya, and that will be something that will be another option. It's coming, it's starting on certain planes. It's already going, but it's going to be full force Bekarav Mamish. But until that point, this is not the chill. every person has to have a certain amount of understanding that I came to Eretz Yisrael, I represent my yeshiva, I represent myself, and this is how I'm publicly displaying myself. It's a different sugya. Everyone should have a chag kosher v'sameach, kol mishalos libechem letova, seislem l'shalom uvachem l'shalom.
Sorry. I didn't.